Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Tonight's recap is of Hard Knocks, Cincinnati Bengals Training Camp, Episode 2. This episode, we actually got to spend a lot more time with the first stringers, which was nice. Last episode, we didn't see a lot of the quarterback, but they certainly remedied that this week. And we got to spend a little bit of time with Carson Palmer. And it's interesting because, you know, every quarterback's sort of different, and I'm sure each person has his own style. But I think watching this, you can see why one coach said that Carson Palmer is the most important person in that football team. And it's really true. I mean, they were just not the same team without him in there last year, and the whole offense suffered. And that's normally sort of a good point about the Bengals. And it's kind of funny because last year their defense was actually pretty decent. They were, I think, in the top 12, maybe 11 defenses in the league. But they just had no offense happening there. And you can certainly see the intangibles that Carson Palmer brings to the field. You can see him sort of coaching the guys on the routes he wants them to run. And, you know, he takes his turn. He compliments them when they do good things. But he also plays an important role by calling his players out. He doesn't wait for the coaches to tell Chad Ojocinco or Chris Henry or any of the receivers that they're dogging it. You get the sense that Carson will call a guy out. It's interesting because I think, you know, Chad Ojocinco / Chad Johnson is certainly a complicated character. We got to spend some time with him tonight. And, you know, it's sort of an interesting case because he's a troublemaker in many ways in terms of his, you know, touchdown celebrations, his contract squabbles. Occasionally he does dog it on the field, and they certainly talked about that tonight. He'll take a few plays off here and there. But ultimately, he seems like a pretty decent teammate. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of ill will between him and the other players. And there is something freakishly likable about him. And I think one of the interesting things you saw tonight and was Carson Palmer discussing their relationship. And, you know, they've been together for 7 years now, which is a pretty long time for a quarterback wide receiver tandem to sort of play together. And Palmer discussed that he's been with him long enough that he knows when to take Chad seriously and when not to. And I think that, you know, sort of he knows when to call Chad out and when not to. So I think it's a really important relationship because I think Chad has some good years left in him as a first string receiver. And so, you know, harmony with him and Carson Palmer is certainly going to be important. The other thing that I thought about tonight as I was watching this is, you know, the Bengals have certainly gotten a bad reputation. Last year they were not so affectionately known as the Cincinnati Bungles. And they certainly have had their share of problems with the various personalities. You know, in many ways, Chad Ojocinco is sort of the least of their problems. When you look at some of the other people who are on their team now, particularly Chris Henry, the other wide receiver, number 15, and Tank Johnson, who came over from the Cowboys. Both of those guys have had severe legal trouble and, you know, are probably one fraction away from a pretty serious suspension from Roger Goodell if something were to happen. On the other hand, you know, I mean, most people's exposures, including my own, to these guys is basically what we see on the field, which is mostly them just playing in their helmets, and then what we read about them in the headlines. And an episode like this, I think, is important for these guys to sort of, I understand why the Bengals, of all the teams, like, accepted cameras at their training camp, because after watching this episode, I have to say, these guys I had a really poor opinion of, Henry Johnson and Chad Ojocinco. I think they all came out higher in my estimation after I saw this in this episode. I mean, I liked that Chris Henry talked openly about his problems, and he talked about changing his life so that he, you know, he would take advantage of this opportunity he's been given. And he said the right things. You know, it's not just paying lip service. I mean, it seems sincere. I mean, you can never know what's in a man's heart, but I certainly did buy into the, you know, the explanation he gave, which is, you know, I think a lot of these guys, these athletes who, you know, all of a sudden find themselves all this money, a lot of guys, and we see this across all sports, still run with the wrong crowd, keep the wrong people around themselves, and it certainly seems like Chris is aware of the need not to just change his own personal conduct, but also to change his surroundings and who he puts around him, so I like that. Similarly, Tank Johnson has definitely had a bit of a thug reputation, a lot of weapons charges and stuff like that, and yet, I mean, here we see him doing completely normal things in his house, building a bunk bed for his daughters, who are super, super cute, and just being a dad. And I think I had a new appreciation for, like, Tank Johnson as a person. I'm not necessarily saying he's 100% like the nicest person in the world, but it was nice to see sort of the softer side of him. Really good episode. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Carson Palmer dorking out over his Gatorade mix, and it was good to sort of see some of the first stringers and how they conducted themselves. So that's it.